Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you for joining us. Great to be here with you. Going to talk today about what to do when you're frustrated, what to do when your faith is frustrated, what to do when you feel like you're doing everything you should be doing and it's not working. One thing I've learned about faith is that faith is a positive thing. Faith works from a positive place. I'm not talking about that, you know, there's times where there's an emergency needed and you command, you speak, you declare. And there's times where you get worn down, but you stay the course. But God's made us that the strength of our life is our joy. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. So to be in a place of spiritual strength means you're joyful. And so if you are in a place where you feel like you've been doing everything you should be doing in faith and you haven't seen the breakthrough yet, that can wear people down. And then people get frustrated and people get, why is it not working? What's wrong with me? And then that leads to speculation, which brings people to say, well, I just think I'm all blocked up or what have I done wrong? And it's fine. You know, it's people ask those questions, but for some people there's nothing they can think of. You know, there's no sin in their life. If someone doesn't know how faith works and they've got, you know, they're doing witchcraft on the side or, you know, massive unforgiveness, and then they're like, help me, where have I missed it? But for a lot of people, they've closed the doors, right? They're doing the right thing. They're not living in patterns of sin. They live a clean life. They live a holy life. They've forgiven. But then what the enemy tries to do is to get people's eyes off of the Word and off of God and how big He is and how much power He has and onto themselves. And so then faith becomes self-focused, and faith's not meant to be self-focused. You actually can't flourish in faith when you're self-focused. So let's start in the book of Romans chapter 4, and I'm going to give you 3 points here, 3 things to do when you're frustrated. But I'm going to start by reading Romans chapter 4, and a very familiar chapter, a very familiar passage. I'm going to start at verse 17, and it says here, as it is written, I've made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did, who, contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall your descendants be. Being not weak in faith, he did not consider his own body, already dead since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. That actually gives you a key that if you want to be weak in faith, bring your own body, bring your own, bring the facts, bring those things to the table and keep those as your focus. If the enemy can get you focused on that you don't have enough faith, if the enemy can get you focused on, you know, you don't have enough anointing, well, those are usually the main two things. You're all blocked up, you know, four generations ago, someone was a Freemason, and so that's why you can't receive. If he can get it about you, then it takes away the power of faith. Because the power of faith, I mean, there's a confidence knowing that you're washed in the blood. So your thoughts towards yourself should be, number one, I'm cleansed by the blood of Jesus. I'm qualified. I have confidence before God. A revelation on the blood of Jesus will do you a great service in your faith. Because then you know, it's not by my works, but I'm washed and I'm cleansed and I'm pure and I can stand before God holy. If I'm saved, that means I'm clean. And then it says here, being not weak in faith, he did not consider his own body. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. Faith is God-focused, not self-focused. So just being in that place of what's wrong with me, why is this not working, I'm not seeing the breakthrough. If that's the primary thought going through your head, that in itself is the issue. What to do when you're frustrated? That itself is the issue. When people are frustrated, they're generally self-focused. So what do you do in that situation? Number one is you have to get your eyes back on the Lord. So let me be more practical. Number one is get a fresh word from God. What to do when you're frustrated? Get a fresh word from God. Getting the word of God in your spirit is getting the victory. When you can get it in your spirit, you can get it in your hand. And so for many people, they've lost sight of what the word says about them. And they say, oh, I'm standing on the word, I'm confessing the word. But it's usually from a place of just like, like someone, you know, it's not from a place of faith. It's just from a place of like, I'm going to hold this thing. I'm going to hang on to this thing. It's not from a place of expectation of good from the hand of God. It's just like, yeah, I'm confessing my scriptures. Yeah, I confess my scriptures today. It's not just about saying things out of your mouth. It's about getting it joyfully in your heart. The question that I have to ask is the word alive in your heart? Is it revolving over in your heart? Is it the thing, you know, when the word gets into your heart, it's going to produce something called joy. So these are the 3 points that I want to give you. Number one is get a fresh word from the Lord. Number two, let that word come alive on the inside of you. And then number three, let the word come alive on the inside of you. Number two, stir up your spirit, man. For many people that are frustrated, they're doing it out of the realm of the mind. The Bible says in Jude 1:20, ye beloved, build up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. All the faith that you have to grasp the things of God is down in your spirit, your born-again human spirit. And so when you pray in the Holy Ghost, when you pray in the Spirit, that stirs up your spirit, man. That's praying in tongues. That's also praying by the Spirit, the things of God. Father, I thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, I'm seated together with Christ in heavenly places. You've given me all authority over demons, disease, and death. Lord, you said, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Lord, you said nothing shall by any means hurt me. Father, I thank you that no disease is going to hurt me. Lord, I thank you that no stronghold of the enemy is going to keep me. Thank you, Jesus, I ride on the high places of the earth. Oh, hallelujah. What am I doing? I'm praying. I'm stirring myself up. Sounds like I'm confessing the word, which I am, but it's in prayer. I'm praying by the Spirit of God, stirring myself up by praying in the Holy Ghost and then praying the word of God. And so number three, after get a fresh word from the Lord, stir your spirit man up, is get over into a place of joy. Faith is a positive thing. And so coming at it from a positive place, when people say, what am I doing wrong? I'm frustrated. They're not in a positive place. They're in a place of condemnation. They're in a place of, why isn't this working for me? They're in a place of feeling like there obviously must be something wrong. It's not God who's wrong. It's me. Something's wrong with me. I'm all blocked up. Something's wrong with me. There's people that stay in this place and then they say, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing and it's not working. Well, that's not actually faith. It's not actually faith just to confess the word. It's faith to get it alive in your spirit, man, joyfully. You know how you know it? You know how you know you're in faith? Jeremiah 15:16. Your words were found, oh hallelujah. Your words were found and I ate them and they became unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. Your words were found and I ate them. I got them down on the inside of me. Some people find the scripture, but it doesn't penetrate their heart. It gets into their ears, revolves around their head, walks out after a while. Oh, I'm standing on the word. It needs to get settled down into your spirit, and you'll know it's settled in your spirit because it'll produce joy. Your words were found and I ate them and they became to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. When the word becomes joy to you, that's when you have revelation on it. So when it becomes joy, that's when you begin to speak the word. That's when you begin to declare the word. That's when you begin to act in faith. That's the moment you begin to command the disease to leave. You command the pain to go. You do it from a place of joy and a place of victory. I'll tell you a story. When my son Luke, he's my oldest now, he'll be 4 this December, but when he was turning 1, coming up to his first birthday, he got a flu, and you know, you have the little temperature things, and you check them, and he was like 2 or 3 degrees up where he should be, and just hot, and you know, struggling, and so we do what we pray, and then we do what we know to do in the natural. So I went in there, and the place that I came from was like, man, we've just come out of healing school, and we're seeing great breakthrough, people getting healed of rheumatoid arthritis and cancers and, you know, big things comparatively within a 2 or 3 degree temperature. And so, to be honest, I was like, I mean, I get frustrated with that stuff where it's like, man, how does this thing even have a right to come into my house? But, you know, you have to stand your ground as the head of the home and make that stand. So when I prayed it like, man, I'm handling big stuff. This is a small thing. Let me just get rid of this thing quickly. And it didn't go. I prayed, it didn't go. And then we do what we know to do in the natural. We're giving them all natural immune boosters and, you know, just naturals. We're doing stuff in the natural as well. So one day goes by, I'm praying, speaking the word, thanking the Lord, praying for him. By the time he wakes up, the temperature's going to go. Wakes up, just as hot as he was before, all day praying. I didn't realize at the time, but I got over into a place of condemnation because the enemy started then whispering in my ear, well, you're not that anointed. You say you're a man of God. You big shot. You get all those people healed in healing school and you can't even get your one-year-old healed. And then he starts saying, you know, those people are getting healed on their faith, not your faith. You don't need your son's faith for this. You can't even get him healed by yourself. And then I'm going at it from a place of really what was condemnation, where I was like, feel like I was coming from behind. And many people come to that place where they're like, oh, you know, I've had this thing for 10 years. I'm a man of God. I don't know why it's persisting. I don't know why it's not working. I pray for other people and they get healed. I just don't know. And so they're playing from behind, and that's condemnation. And that's not where faith works from. And I'll tell you what scripture helped me. The Bible says in Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. I'll fast forward. Day 3, morning 3, I woke up. I'm glad the Lord helped me. I picked him up. He was still just as hot. And I just got an anger in my spirit. And I said, I'm not leaving this room. It's like 7 a.m. I'm not leaving his room until he's healed. And I just held him. And I began to confess the word. And quietly, my wife was asleep. In the name of Jesus, this foul thing. I just decided, I'll hang out. I'll be in his room till midnight. I'm going to pray until it breaks. 45 minutes later, he was fine. Temperature was gone. He recovered, right? A couple days later, at his birthday party, a friend of ours was there. And I was telling her what happened. She's an evangelist. And she just said, there's therefore now no condemnation. And it's like a light bulb went off. If I'm in condemnation, I'm in the flesh. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. If I'm walking in the Spirit, there's no condemnation in the Spirit. If I'm in condemnation, it means I'm in the flesh and I'm not in the Spirit. And how can I expect faith to work when I'm doing it fleshly, when I'm doing it? I'm not doing it out of my spirit. I'm doing it out of my mind. I'm doing actions of faith that are not coming from my heart. And that's where the shift was. And so I want to tell you, if you're frustrated in your faith, it's not too late. You're believing things for big things by the end of the year. Believe for big things this week too. But get a fresh word in your spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. I'm living in overflow. Thank you that you crown the year with your goodness and your paths drop fatness. Oh, thank you, Lord. All signs point to supernatural increase. These are going to be the greatest 2 months of our entire life. Oh, hallelujah. Rambaba. And you stir yourself up. And then you get joy back into your spirit and you go back out of it. And even if it means that for 10, 15 minutes a day, you just start to, Lord, I thank you. I may not know exactly what I'm doing. I thank you, but I'm healed by your stripes. Lord, I rejoice for my healing today. And you get over into joy, and then your faith is activated from there. Well, we love you so much. Great to have you. If this podcast has helped you, if you'd share it on your Instagram, and hope you're doing awesome. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.